get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
I just took one of these. Was this Super Show?
Nigga, it's 500.
Man, I ain't no bitch, though. I wanted to be tough.
This is 500 for the whole pack.
Nigga.
Nah, I eat edibles, bro.
Oh, you been eating these already?
Nigga, it's 500.
Man, I ain't no bitch, though. I was just.
Hey, can we turn the TV down to here?
I eat edibles, bro.
You been eating these already?
I been eating edibles, bro, so I'm be out.
Yeah, man. There we go.
Welcome to Craig Facts. What's going on, world? Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah.
So Thursday the 29th, I know I was saying the 29th Tuesday, but Thursday the 29th is the release for the LP Chill Withers, the first cross-genre hip-hop slash stand-up project. A lot of folks out there have been buying it because I thought I hit the 19th on the release date. I mean the 29th, but I hit the 19th.
Oh, so it's already out.
It's already out, and I didn't even know it.
How did you make that mistake?
Man, just doing so much, man.
I didn't realize what he said.
The album is already out.
Come on, dude. The album is out, and I didn't condone it. Like, I put my shit out against my own will, nigga.
Come on, man. Hold on. I was seeing you reposting little, like, people putting the screenshots of the shit. I'm like, I thought the shit was coming out next week.
I was doing my show.
The 29th, right?
29th.
But it's out.
I was saying Tuesday the 29th. When I was putting it in, but I put the 19th, because the 19th is the day I put it up on a DistroKid.
Oh, you had the release.
And already. I forgot to change the date.
Damn. Because I was on my show on Sunday, and I had it was a good half dozen people in there talking about they already heard your album and it was fire.
Yeah.
I was like, y'all niggas bullshitting. Y'all listen to us on the show on Thursday with the songs that he played. But they're like, nah, the shit's out.
Yeah, man.
But it's dope they got it and they like that shit, though. That's dope.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. Yes. So we're doing the album release Thursday. I'm going to have some very special guests in here with us vibing. We're going to be smoking cigars and chilling and just talking that shit we normally talk. It's a couple things I want to cover, man. Ooh. Going to what we were talking about before a little later in the show.
Okay.
Kendall Gill, probably one of the best B+2 guards of the 90s. You know what I'm saying? Not quite generational, but I think he may have one or two all-star appearances under his belt, right?
I put him at B minus.
Dunk contest. I think he might have been an all-star one
dunk contest.
He was
legit. Yeah, he was a solid player.
The people in the Kendall Gill category are like your Eddie Joneses, okay. Kendall Gill. I say Doug Christie.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Kuzma for today.
Kyle Kuzma, he ain't in that, not yet.
He's never gonna be that nigga, but he will be a good dude on a good team.
I can see Kyle. Okay, yeah, Kyle.
That's all I'm saying. Good dude on good team.
You know, so Kendall Gill, 6'5". What's up, boy?
What up?
6'5", 220 pounds. Is saying that Jake Paul is cherry picking fights.
Ooh, okay.
Saying that he needs to fight somebody that's up to par.
This is a fact.
That's real shit.
Okay, so let's go over a few things. Kendall Gill is 4-0 with 3 knockouts, right?
Oh shit.
Jake Paul is 3-0 with 3 knockouts, right? Kendall Gill is okay.
No, he had that one fight before Nate Robinson.
But he didn't knock him out.
He beat him. Two knockouts, but he wins.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Kendall Gill 6'5", Jake Paul 5'10". Kendall Gill 216, Jake Paul 190. Does Kendall Gill have a shot at beating Jake Paul?
Yeah, he's bigger than him.
He'll beat Jake Paul's ass.
Yeah. Oh, doo-doo down Jake Paul.
Kendall Gill is 52.
I don't know. 52 is long in the tooth, nigga.
He's boxing. He's knocking niggas out. That don't matter.
But they said that he gonna beat somebody
who's
half his size.
Knocking out?
He knocked out Nate Robinson.
He just knocked out a
Nate Robinson.
Nate Robinson, Robinson still sleeps.
Who is Nate Robinson? Let's go to the first. Let's go to Nate Robinson.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Nate Robinson?
You right. Okay.
I don't know why we went to that one.
Nigga said, nigga, Nate Robinson. Like,
this nigga. Most impressive win was knocking out that fight.
So who is Kendall Gill knocked out?
This nigga Kendall Gill went straight from basketball to fighting. Like, he never took no time off. Like, when he was done with basketball, he was right in that ring.
But my thing is this. He's been retired damn near 20 years. He only got 4 fights. This nigga's a leap year fighter.
Yeah, how you only got 4 fights in 20 years?
Kendall Gill of your shit, goofy ass nerd.
75 years ass nigga.
This is going to be blasphemous, what I'm about to say.
What?
I got the white boy. I got the white boy. This is why I got the white boy, because the white boy has been hungry training for like the last 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. His timing, his confidence, and every niggas who play basketball think they can do every motherfucking thing, bro. Basketball does not necessarily translate to boxing. You know what translates to boxing? Boxing. Just because you got bounce, nigga, and a jumper does not mean you
fact.
Can whoop a nigga
that's
smaller than you.
But here, look, I remember watching. Remember when Amar Rashad at Inside the NBA back in the 90s? Mm-hmm. When Kendall Gill still played, when he was playing, that nigga was boxing. Yeah. He was boxing, like, when he was with the Charlotte Hornets with Larry Johnson and them niggas, he would, in the offseason, use boxing as his training. So the motherfucker been hitting mitts for 30
years. But he's still 52, bro. That's old. That's in a fight, that's old.
That's old, but what I'm saying is y'all giving this white dude for fighting Ben Askren. He just fought Ben Askren. Mm-hmm. You know anything about Ben Askren? He's a UFC fighter who's a wrestler. Okay. So his thing was never hands.
He's still a fighter.
No.
You're fighting is still fighting.
Can they whoop you?
It's a boxing match.
This nigga been asking a dog walk your motherfucking ass. That nigga want me to shake a little bit.
Really?
You
know what boxing? He's a professional fighter.
We're talking about
fighter.
I love
him. He's a UFC fighter.
We're not talking about boxing.
These are boxing matches, though.
But boxing, you probably get ultimate.
But he's still a fighter, though, bro. He's a professional fighter.
It's relevant. Because it's a boxing match.
But you can't just be a regular nigga and be like, I'll beat a professional fighter.
I'm not a regular nigga, though.
Are you a professional fighter? Okay, I didn't know you were a professional fighter.
I've been boxing since I was 8.
Okay, but are you a professional?
I've been boxing since I was 8. I'm just, let me tell you
something. I've been rapping since I was 12. That doesn't make me a professional rapper. That doesn't make you a professional boxer.
What makes you a professional rapper, though?
No, I'm just saying. Just because you've been doing something for hella years.
I want to ask you a question. What makes you a professional rapper?
I didn't say that. That was the point. I'm not a professional rapper.
What makes you one?
What? It's selling some records.
No, you're a professional rapper.
I'm a professional rapper?
Like I said, anyway.
A lot of niggas don't know Doughboy Nice is a motherfucker.
That's not the fact. I'm just saying, if I've been boxing since I was 8, I've been in gyms fighting niggas that went on to be pros. All that shit. No, I'm saying this. You are a regular nigga in the gym. So when you get in there, you ain't never been in the gym.
Okay.
So we'll look at you as food. Like, all right, get that nigga in with somebody that just came in, that's been here a week, 2 weeks.
Right.
They wouldn't put you in with me.
Okay.
Because they'd be like, I will destroy you. So I'm saying is this.
I'll be boxing a little bit, all
right? Nah, it's just, being a ring is different, bro. I'm just saying the ring is different.
What about outside
fight is different. There's no technique. He can grab me.
Are you whooping Ben Askren's ass?
We're talking about Ben Askren. We ain't talking about can you whoop the white?
In a boxing match,
not boxing. In a fight.
Boxing ain't a fight.
What did Jack Paul do?
We can't flip the topic. Like, if we talk about boxing, we gotta keep it boxing. He's taking people who aren't boxers and putting them in the boxing ring.
Right.
That's all we said. So we're keeping it in that context.
I want to ask you a question. Everybody want to know: how come you don't have a boxer's body, nigga?
Since he was 8,
you got bitches.
You don't look like a nigga that been boxing since
you got bitches, nigga. You talking about, nigga? I just seen you take off your shirt and laugh, nigga. You got a whole comedy routine. What I'm saying, if he gonna put somebody in there like Kendall Gill, who's been, like you said, nigga, since he was playing with the Hornets, getting down, he ain't really fought nobody like that.
Right.
He fighting niggas like Ben Askren, like he said, it has like you said, in UFC, they was doing UFC.
Right.
Ben Askren would have smashed him. You took him down.
And pounded him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when he gets
he'd have bellied him.
Nigga.
Now, look, I need to know what happened.
Nigga.
Whoa, man. Where did that go from?
Listen, man.
Listen.
Dirty dress size. That nigga Larry.
No, okay.
Aw, Larry, get your Billy Goat looking ass up. That's my nigga.
Fuck Larry.
The fuck you, nigga.
Hey, but here's the thing. I'm an ex-hooper, so I understand the confidence. Because basketball players, when they're elite level, are the cockiest athletes on the planet.
Right.
Hey, that's true.
They're the best haters. Everybody, they're kind of like rappers. Kind of like rappers, right?
Right.
So I used to be like that because I was an elite level hooper. I wouldn't give nobody props. A nigga would have to destroy me for me to be like, he's better. I don't give a fuck if he averaged 50 and I averaged 5. I can't give you them. I can't give it to you. but boxing is one of those sports, bro, where the only preparation for it is the sport itself.
Yeah.
You can't cheat the process with boxing. You
can't play boxing.
No, you can't, bro. So I agree with Duncan. If, you know, Duncan's been boxing since he was 8, he probably would destroy everybody in this room in a boxing gym, him and Brandon. I get that. So I don't want to discount
like regular
that.
Fight,
but let me,
though,
but let me ask you this, though. Ask you this, though. Because since you know boxing and you've been boxing for all these years, when you see the white boy boxing, do you, is he fundamentally sound? Does he know how to fight, or is he just out there on some bullshit?
No, he has skills.
He's right hand heavy, bro.
Yeah, he has skills.
Okay. I'm an elite level boxing consumer. I know the sport. I can look at a motherfucker. I can tell what their weaknesses are.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel what I'm saying? He's right hand heavy.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything he does is to set up that right hand. Mm-hmm. If you look up the training videos of him knocking everybody up out and training, it's always the right hand. Mm-hmm. So anybody that knows boxing and that can really box is going to take the right hand away. Yeah. And what do you have after that? Okay. I'm not confident that Kendall Gill knows how to take that away. Yeah. I mean, he probably can get in there and throw some jabs and hit the mitts and all that, but can you take away a nigga's best shit? And then look, another part of boxing, which is why it's the sweet science. Okay, so what if my strongest punch is the right hand? Yeah. But now I'm taking away his right hand. If I'm taking away his right hand, I'm nullifying my right.
Yeah.
So now is my left hand sharp enough and strong enough with me taking away his right to be able to knock him out with my left?
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So real boxers, niggas who can really box, can take away what you're good at and then do whatever they got to do to win. Yeah. Niggas who could just fight, you know what I'm saying? They throwing 90 rights in a fight. They right hook heavy. But anyway, look. So look, in boxing, there's only been a couple of times that I can remember in recent history. I know there's been more, but on a mainstream level, where the unskilled fighter was able to beat the skilled fighter. One of the fighters that comes to mind, not being heavily skilled, but he has something to fight for, and his will won fights against better fighters, was Ricardo Mayorga.
Yeah, Mayorga used to throw some wild ass punches, boy.
Third world country. He has something to fight for. What does Kendall Gill, what does he have to fight for?
Not much.
Shut him up.
Nigga probably, Mayorga probably didn't wear shoes till he was 13.
Cigarettes.
You know what I'm saying?
After the fight.
He wore shoes till he was 13.
Real respect. His mother was probably 9 years old when she had him. This nigga has shit to fight for. Kendall Gill is from Olympia Fields, which is a suburb outside of Chicago, and it's the Chicago equivocal to Ladera Heights in L.A. It's where the black folks who have money live. You feel what I'm saying? Well, I don't know if Kendall Gill really has anything worth fighting for.
Right.
If a front tooth get knocked out, I'm not sure if he's not thinking about going to the orthodontist or the dentist after the fight and getting it fixed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like Jake Paul has something to prove. That's why he's dangerous. Another fighter that was maybe not skilled, but had something to fight for.
Hold on. You said Kendall Gill from the equivalent of Ladera.
Yeah, Olympia Fields is Ladera Heights of Chicago.
But Jake Paul from Calabasas.
Yeah, he's a whole millionaire.
It don't matter, but he has something to prove.
What is he trying to prove?
What he got to prove?
He got money.
First of all, Nate Robinson, not a real fighter.
He got a lot of proof. He has a brand, a Triller brand, and he's growing. He's openly challenging the
market.
But listen to what I'm saying. He has something to prove. He's openly challenging all of the best niggas. Mayweather.
He called out Conor McGregor.
He's fighting for something bigger than himself. Yeah. Kendall Gill is just on some ego shit. Like, I'm 6'5", I play in the league, I box a little bit, I can whoop this little white boy. That's not enough to win. That's not enough to win in boxing.
If he got a fight at 6'5", though,
he'll get it. All he needs is a jab.
Kendall Gill was already wealthy and still went into boxing.
Right.
After, so I think, look, That proves that how much he cared, how much pride he has about the sport.
But he had like 5 fights in 20 years. But what I'm saying, he also fought
MMA. He's fought different forms of fighting. He's going to Thailand and fought some of that bullshit ass.
So what?
He's going around the world fighting different styles of fight.
But what does he have to fight for besides ego? That's not enough for the combat sport, bro.
He has no more to fight for than Jake Paul.
That's fighting for money, marketing. That's bullshit.
This is marketing.
Like Jake Paul.
Of course, I'm gonna call him Floyd Mayweather. Why not call him out?
So let me give you.
He ain't gonna really fight me.
So Jake Paul is marketing himself, fighting on camera to millions of people, risking a hit to his brand, risking a hit to his legacy. If Kendall
what
Gill,
legacy?
What do you mean? The nigga is building something that's pretty great, just like Kendall Gill did. What I'm saying is, if Kendall Gill loved fighting so much, why hasn't he been going to the same extremes as Jake Paul to be seen as a fighter?
He traveled the world fighting.
But how come we ain't seen no fights?
And they almost have the
he
same.
Wasn't looking.
Because he didn't want us to see.
The nigga. Okay, so basically the difference is. Because Kendall Gill didn't hire a Triller and a promotion team to follow him traveling the world.
What's Kendall Gill
is fighting in 97.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
There wasn't no YouTube.
There wasn't no camera phones when he first got in the gym.
We still see the Freeway and Cassidy rap battle that's from 94.
Right.
I don't hear.
There was video cameras.
Kendall Gill, the nigga was on
NBA Inside stuff like in 95 boxing.
Yeah, he was.
I remember seeing that shit when I was a kid.
But that shit showed you though, if he'd been boxing for that long and Jake Paul's only been boxing for 2 years and they got the same amount of fights, that shows you that Jake Paul is more serious.
Kendall Gill fought different.
He could have still had fights.
Kendall Gill fought different forms of fighting. The nigga fought Muay Thai down in Thailand. The nigga fought some MMA.
He's been fighting Father Time. He's 52. Yeah.
Ain't none of that shit about
you. That's the part where I'm like, get the white boy guy.
I got Clarissa Shields beating Kendall Gill.
Clarissa Shields would beat a lot of niggas.
Shit with my ass. But I body slammed the bitch. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'll make it a rugged ass fight.
Hard booty.
Be the fight to her?
Hey, T-Rex is thick.
She's thick. Now, what I'm saying is this, bro, and then we'll close that one. Another unskilled fighter that beat a skilled fighter was Buster Douglas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But Buster had something to fight for. His mother died.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? His mother died, and Don King gave him a promise to pay. He wrote it on a napkin for the fight.
Man.
A promise to pay?
And the most important thing is Buster didn't have no hold. So he had to win.
He had that. Y'all name it. That was
he'd have had no hold.
That's two terrible names.
But both of these niggas have more to fight for than Kendall Gill. What does Kendall Gill have to fight for besides ego?
He's 52. He got to show niggas I still
fighting. Been in his blood, man. He been fight. If you fight during the offseason, nigga, you just born to fight.
I don't think that Jake Paul fights four fights.
This is four official boxing matches.
But that's what we're saying.
We're not talking about his Muay Thai. We ain't talking about the MMA.
So we can't even. Which one is he? Is he a boxer?
He's fought them all.
But I believe he's good at.
He's a fighter.
This is what I believe. I believe that y'all are missing the point. And what he's trying to say is that even though Kendall Gill might not have these fights, he fought people who were trained fighters to box. What we're doing is doing the thing that we did with Floyd. That's why I like Jake Paul, what he's doing. This shit is genius. You know what I'm saying? He's calling niggas out to make it seem like niggas is scared of him, all type shit. You know what I'm saying? So, but what he's doing is he put Ben Askren in the ring who has no boxing experience at all. Mm-hmm. Like, he don't box. He don't even, when he was whooping niggas' asses, he was hugging niggas on the ground and punching them. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying, niggas sparring.
No stand-up game.
He had this fight. When he fought Masvidal, if you remember, he knocked that nigga out in four seconds.
Knee to the face.
He was done. That nigga was on the ground, nigga.
Sleep.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of Masvidal.
Oh, my God.
He got slept.
I got to give him respect right there.
Yeah, much respect. But Masvidal, props to him, though. You came from the backyard.
Oh, yeah. Squabbing with shit on the Kimbo shit, right?
Yeah,
but that's where he came from? I think the overall problem with it is, though, is that Jake Paul is a personality that happens to fight. A lot of these boxers don't have personalities, so nobody really want to see them fight. He's a person that you really want to see fight, whether you think he's an asshole, he's a dummy, whatever. There's actually something about him. A lot of these fighters that are really good, personality-wise, there's not much there to make you want to see them fight.
And then, too, man, let's keep it 100. NBA players, I love y'all, man. I'm one of the biggest NBA fans. But ever since Shaq got whooped by Oscar De La Hoya. you niggas, y'all need to stay out the boxing ring. I will beat the dog shit out of Oscar De La Hoya outside the ring. I will beat the dog shit out of Oscar De La Hoya. I will beat the dog shit, nigga, outside the ring. In the ring, of course, he'll get me, but Shaq. How, nigga? Do y'all remember that?
He got to a fight?
He could have laid on that nigga for 3 rounds.
Celebrity boxing match?
It was a celebrity boxing match.
It was when Shaq was trying to outdo everybody in their own shit.
Oh, hilarious.
That nigga, didn't he raise Michael Phelps or something?
Yeah. He was doing some wild shit.
Shaq's got too much time on his head.
Yeah, Shaq's
a clown. Man, we're going to go to the next subject, bro.
What up?
Two people that I got a lot of love for. And they in a fight right now.
Yeah.
And I ain't picking no sides, man. But every time I turn on my computer or pick up my phone, I see a video from Billy. And the other day, Billy dropped a bomb that, what's the old boy from the Gap Band's name?
Charlie Wilson.
That Charlie Wilson would,
man.
That would make Charlie Wilson shut his mouth.
Man. Damn.
What happened?
Billy said, I don't even know if I
said it. Oh, man, listen,
what the fuck
Listen.
Hello.
Hey, you got to say, we're watching the video. It's on video.
It's on the internet, bro.
Huh?
That's true.
Billy said D-Lay be sucking his dick.
Hey, whoa. We should have talked about this before we got on the air. God damn, nigga.
Yo.
What?
Fam. Fuck.
Yo. Oh yeah, we got a fight.
I haven't been following this whole thing.
Those are fighting words.
Yeah.
I gotta concede.
If fighting words exist, those are fighting words.
I gotta concede.
I know the Illuminati was mad. Like, how you beat you to me? How you beat us to you, nigga? You supposed to get the ass first.
Nigga,
what?
Yo. Wow.
Man. And then that's he said it on you. I didn't know this happened. It's on video.
No,
the nigga said it on video. He said you suck. He was talking to somebody else, and even the dude he was talking to was looking like he wasn't. Nobody was ready for that shit.
Here's the thing. I think Billy is full of shit on that.
Yeah, I think
he trying to embarrass the nigga to get him to fight him. I've been around Billy. I mean, maybe he's telling the truth or not. Let me. I've been around Billy, right? I've been around D-Lay. Both are dudes that I respect highly.
Facts,
never
facts.
Seen no whole shit from either one of them.
Facts.
You know, that's crazy. I would have preferred that this not have been public information, honestly.
Yeah,
because it don't really change the way I feel about both them dudes. I got mad respect for them niggas. I got love for, but I love both of y'all as black men. I hope y'all can get through this, but Billy might be right, D. Like, you owe that nigga a fade.
Man, for real.
I'd rather y'all fight and get this shit over with than look online every other day and see what I'm seeing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How would y'all have handled that situation?
I think once it gets to that point, I feel like, you know, it's just got to be a fight. It's tough, too, because I'm friends with both of these dudes. And it's just tough as you know, being a person, seeing your friends get into it. You just want to see that shit get resolved. And like you said, like, it's tough to see your friends going through that publicly. But at this point, after all that's been said, I think maybe they just need to square up, man. I mean, because some shit you can't take back once you say it.
Yeah, man.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Hey. Y'all need to holler at Jake Plaul. Y'all need to be on that next Triller undercard.
For real. Get
real spit. D-Lay, bro. I don't know if what he said is true. I don't believe it. I don't know what to believe, but I know you. I know you're a solid nigga. He's asking for the fade, D-Lay. Give it to him, bro.
Man.
Give him the fade, man.
Yeah, you gotta give it, cause that nigga looked with a straight face and said that shit. So that shit threw me all the way out.
You gotta see me.
Yeah, he wasn't smiling.
That nigga like, D-Lay be sucking.
Damn.
No. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
gotta,
bro.
It's no way on earth.
Yeah, man.
Especially if we supposed to be cool. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? Yeah. Like, nah, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, bro.
I'm coming to your
Craig
house.
Craig is mad because Craig told me before the show, man, he wanted a Billy Sorrell's hairpiece. When his hairline finished fading, he gonna get that Billy Sorrells on top.
That shit almost gone. I'm holding on another couple years.
Yeah, man. But I'm like, yes, y'all got to fight.
Yeah, man.
And look, I'm not here to judge. I don't know neither of them that well. I kind of know, you know, I know them both, you know, saying what's up. I don't know neither of them like that.
Right.
You know, I know D-Lay a little better. But I don't want to see this. You know what I mean? I don't want to see this drag on and on and on. Just fight and get it over with, man. This
conflict resolution strategies, man. Billy's a highly educated brother. His father was a principal. He went to college. He's a Kappa. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? He's not a dummy.
Yeah.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? But he's in the mind state of something that I learned from my grandfather. My grandfather used to tell me when it was me and him that, you know, in life sometimes you may be in situations where it's time to die. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to die, it's time to die. If you can embrace it and control how it happens, that's one of the most honorable things you could do. If that's your last resort. I mean, don't make it be your first resort, but you know what I'm saying? If you put yourself in a situation and it gets to a point where it could be life or death and you got to stand up, nigga, put your chest out and die like a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what Billy is on right now. I think Billy is really on some, like, nigga, whatever I got to do to see this nigga, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And see, here's the thing that he's done that all comics have done that most regular people haven't done is we've beat embarrassment. We get embarrassed sometime, but the average Joe is they whatever they got to do not to be embarrassed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's motherfuckers who will kill themselves because of embarrassment. Yeah. But when you embrace this art of comedy and stand up and making people laugh, like, that's not something that we really think about.
Right.
We've beat embarrassment. There's other things that may get us, you know what I mean? Maybe like not being accepted or something, but a motherfucker can't embarrass me because I talk about my dirty laundry on stage, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but you ain't sucking no dick.
Nah. But what I'm saying is he's trying
nigga.
To...
And I don't even think a nigga could even, like, if a nigga said that about you, I wouldn't even, like, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't even, like, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying hey, man, like, because if a nigga say that, bro,
yeah,
he ain't, like, just say that. You know what I'm saying? He said, you was sucking my dick. So it was like, whew, I'm with you.
Bro. You know what else he said? I was with you. He said, you suck my dick. He said, years down the line, people going to look back and be like, he was sucking Billy's dick.
What the fuck?
Oh, he said that?
That nigga Billy was
disrespect on that is crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know, and I said, like, I don't know. I mean, that's their personal thing between them. So I don't know what happened between them. So I'll leave that with them. But what I can say, I have seen in the past, I've seen people when they do want to fight. Just say the most disrespectful shit.
That's true.
That they can say. Now, I'm not saying I'm just saying that I have seen people, they just try to say, like, whatever's going to make you come outside,
right.
They'll say that. So I don't know if that's happened in this situation. That's so, exactly but, so you know, but I have seen that in the past.
Yeah.
We ain't friends after this.
No, they can't be
friends. Okay, just making sure we all on the same page. There's no way I can fuck with you after this. Like, I got to whoop your ass, and I hope I never ever see you again in life.
But if you do,
because it's like probably I'm probably gonna be on the same shape.
But what if you lose? He might fuck you.
Now, nigga, what's up with them Yanks, nigga?
That nigga wake up a new man, like, oh shit, what the fuck going on in my life?
Oh, bad news. You lose a fight and get Dookie dug out. Oh,
that nigga off of blood, honey. Hey, he gonna have to move. That nigga ain't just stopping that whooping that nigga ass.
He gonna have to move. The next nigga wants to come back with a pistol. Oh, okay, well, I can't beat this nigga.
Nigga.
I'm airing this shit out. Fuck it.
Hey, man, we can laugh because it's enough. So, man, but God damn, man. Woo! Shit, man.
Fucked up.
That's a scorcher,
bro.
I didn't know that's what y'all
were
talking about.
I think my mama kill a nigga if he did some shit.
Yeah, like, man, you gotta go.
This is what you were talking about, my sisters. Yeah, the family be pissed.
Man. I ain't never heard my mom cuss, bro. She's a church-going woman. She don't cuss. I never heard her talk bad about nobody. I don't know where I got this shit from.
But, Smitty.
Smitty all day. Hell yeah. But my mom, nigga, this should bring her out of If she was a gangster in the 70s, this would bring her out of retirement.
She gonna get that. She gonna get that. She gonna get her blade. She gonna get that blade.
What was you about to say?
Nah, I ain't had shit to say about being that behind that. I ain't had shit to say, nigga. That nigga talking about the Dookie dugout.
The Dookie dugout, bro. I'm good. Socked out and getting whoever gets socked out.
Whoever gets socked out, get the Dookie dugout.
Fuck the suck.
Man. So that's a hell of a fight that they in.
Yeah, that would be a good trigger match, though.
It would be a good
trigger match. Because they both got followings and shit.
Make some money off
so
that
who
shit,
do you think is the more skilled, has the more skilled approach in this fight between Billy and D-Lay? Right now, who has the more skilled approach? Is D-Lay more skilled because he's quiet? Is that the better approach? Or is Billy winning that battle, the mental battle, before they get in the ring?
Or the Ali. I'm in your head.
I think
Billy win it.
I think if you look at it like that, Billy got it. If it's war like that and you don't know you in war, mm-hmm. you don't know it's a problem, and the nigga just really like there already, but then he's saying this shit got to get you there.
Yeah.
He got the tactical advantage, because you know what I'm saying?
You know, some like, I'm ready to die for this shit too. Yeah, like, you already saying some shit like that. So if you willing to do that,
yeah.
What the fuck else you willing to do? You already like, nigga, there goes the edge. Fuck it, I'm jumping. What the fuck else you willing to do if you already done this just to get a nigga to fight you?
Man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Like, you probably willing to go and do something worse.
Yeah. Ooh,
wee.
Probably should have just did that first, then.
I mean, you got to start somewhere. So, I mean, if that's what you want to do, go ahead.
Because it's just, that
I
shit.
I don't see that they're putting it on TV. What did that do? Putting it on.
But, like, on YouTube. I get you, but, like, I've been in a situation where you're trying to get in contact with somebody that you want to smoke out over some shit, and they done blocked your calls and blocked you on PlayStation and shit. So you gotta know.
Blocked you on PlayStation?
That shit really happened.
You know how weird you gotta be to get blocked on PlayStation?
Nigga.
This nigga got the controller in his ass.
I'm like, nigga, you went that far. Nigga, you took my shit. I get blocked. But so I know I've been in that situation of having to smoke somebody out online. I ain't gonna get it all into it.
He went into the problem. We don't know what the fuck happened. He took my shit.
But I've been in that situation where, like, you know, I don't believe in handling no business online. Online is just for talking shit,
right?
Spreading information, talking shit. You don't do nothing personal online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you got to go there.
So the nigga went online.
Hold on.
But I don't know about no dick sucking.
I said so the nigga went online and said the other nigga.
So this is
he couldn't even say it.
You can't even say the word.
Nigga say that like his mama back there. Nigga,
I'm not understand.
So
at that point, we gotta catch the fade, man.
So this is the backstory. So
that's how I'm hearing it.
They potting this, both good people.
Yeah.
They be swinging.
Like H-Town.
One of the homie that said that used to let the other dude smash his wife. They be swinging, yeah.
Okay.
So all this is online, right?
Yeah.
So
public information.
So
he'll be breathing hard.
So from what we know, D-Lay smashing the homie's wife, which would be like, damn, you would think that was an up if you didn't know that they were swingers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I guess apparently it got good to him, so. Billy said that D-Lay tried to fly his wife out on another, his wife out to keep smashing, like on a whole other day. Right. Yeah. So I guess you can only swing in the same habitat. Like, you feel me? It's cheating if I'm in Texas, you know. So anyway, so Billy, so it looked like Billy was losing. Like, nigga, you used to let me fuck your wife. And I used to make you let me fuck your wife, and you couldn't do nothing about it. That's what it seemed like. So,
Now you tripping?
Yeah, now you tripping. Right. So then Billy came back and was like, tell the whole story, nigga. Said, when you used to finish fucking my wife, you used to suck my dick when you was finished.
He said, tell the whole story.
Yeah.
This nigga just nuked the board.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd have cried.
Wow. And then that's the part where you said, so later on, niggas will be thinking, something. I was like, good, nigga, when you were my dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, what was D-Lay's reaction when he said this shit?
D-Lay wasn't saying nothing at first. No. So D-Lay wasn't, when he just said the shit he said yesterday, D-Lay wasn't, that he wasn't live with somebody. He was live, okay. He was live on Instagram. All this shit has been on social media.
Gotcha. Who was he talking to when he said it?
He was talking to some other comedian in the
live.
Right. What if this shit was all a hoax? What if they was just doing this to get bigger? That would be.
See what I mean?
Man, that was necessary. What I'm saying is, what if he was doing this to just to blow up? Would it be brilliant?
No. Yes.
Nah. For me to blow up, my dick can't ever be in your mouth or vice versa. You can't ever play with dicks.
We're involved in that.
I can't do that.
Now, Craig.
Whatever. I said it can't not be. I said I denied to get.
I denied it. This nigga sitting there just let's just tell the truth. Anyone who makes it in this game without bussy busting is brilliant. I mean, if you make it without bending over, then that brilliance is making it in this game without pulling up your asshole.
Right, it's just pulling up your
asshole. Yeah, what the fuck they do?
How you drop your
ass?
That's brilliant. Put your asshole.
You a talented motherfucker if you make
your ankle. Yes.
Pull up.
You
can point out like your ass off your ankles, nigga.
Point out like a zipper there. Man.
Ass on the
you
ground,
a talented motherfucker.
You got shit on your ankle bump, nigga. You shit on your ankle bump.
Talented as hell if you ain't grabbing your ankles in this game. If you just if making it requires you bending over, then that's what they do.
So you think that's
making?
But that's
why I don't believe it. That's why I don't believe it. That's why I don't believe it.
D-Lay ain't doing good enough to be gay. Nigga got a nigga drive a Honda. That ain't gay shit.
He said he ain't driving a Honda. He don't have a Mini.
Damn, we gotta stop, bro.
Damn.
We gotta stop, bro.
Oh, shit. For sure.
No,
whoa. That's bad.
Awesome wild shit, bro.
What can we do? What can we do to help our brothers out, man?
Hey, man. That might be something they got to work out between them. Hey, I don't know if there's a way to, you know. And that's why, I know it's funny we get the jokes out. It's just fucked up because we know both of these niggas.
What would you do if I...
Here we go.
What would you do if it was just you and Billy and he asked you for a ride home?
Yeah. Really solid. I can ride Billy right home.
What would you do if when you dropped him off at the house, he asked you to come in and spend the night?
Come on, man. That's my bro.
In a one bedroom.
Come on, dog.
Hey, my nigga, you in the studio. Can you get the bed or you can get the floor?
It's comfortable here.
And I want to shout out Billy, too, because when I was going through some tough shit last year, Billy held me down, man. So shout out to Billy, man. I don't want to make it seem like I'm... I know, man. But
no,
shit.
I got no
joke.
You
gotta get
I know,
off.
Man.
You gotta
just,
get them
they're
off.
Our friends.
That's just funny. That's some funny shit, nigga. That's some funny shit going on right there.
I get it.
We got to make light of it, bro.
Right, man.
I mean, Billy, a legend to me. He got his work ethic is second to none in this business. Yeah. That's why I feel like he's killer, and he's vicious.
Right, yeah.
This shows me how vicious he is. I don't know if they was really swinging, but I hear that this nigga is basically saying, I'm ready to die, nigga, are you?
Thank you.
It's like when I see Billy like that, it ain't no bitch in Billy Sorrell.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
So don't think that because we cracking jokes. If he was here, he'd be cracking the same jokes. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no bitch in Billy. Right. I hate that it's...
Billy
saying
he's bisexual?
Yeah,
Come on, bro.
I didn't get with the bullshit from the back. You came with the bullshit from the back.
I leave for 1 week.
Brown giving us extra information.
He just said like...
When he started doing that? Bisexual?
But Brown made it seem like he was just sitting there and said, I'm bisexual. That ain't how it went. He said the... part I showed y'all, and he was like, "Damn, I guess that made me bisexual."
That's how you bisexual.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, right?
Hilarious. He had a bisexual epiphany.
But I think
live.
I think that he was.
That wasn't no epiphany. I think he was.
Yeah.
That should have been your epiphany.
Yeah. But I think he was But what I'm saying is, I think that was him coming to the realization. I feel like he was on some like fuck everything shit. I don't really believe this shit happened like that, but it might have. I feel like he realized what he said when he said, "Oh, that made me bisexual." I feel like that was him realizing what he had just said
and accepted it at the same damn time.
Yeah.
This shit's funny, dog.
This is funny.
This shit is funny as hell.
Yeah. Yo, man.
Nah, they gotta see each other. I'm sorry. Yeah,
they so man to man, if you know, just do that, even it out.
I don't feel a delay. It's like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
I think I'm gonna approach this like you would a relationship, man. Just stay the fuck out of it. You know, when two men, if two men is hitting the nappy dugouts, that's nothing I can say or do.
Yeah, fine.
Y'all just got to work that out.
They call it the nappy
dugouts. Yeah. Two men with the nappy dugouts.
And I can see why Billy, like, I'm ready to throw it all away. That's his wife, but it's like, that's not D-Lay's wife. So he like, nigga, that's just with some pussy to me. You ready to die over. I thought we had an understanding.
Right.
So it's like, when you mad at a nigga, it's like, oh, you trying to get the pussy without me. Baby, I don't think that shit.
Are you gonna call yourself bisexual after that?
No, I never. I'm the nigga not sucking my dick. I'm not gonna be around the nigga in my bitch fucking. it wouldn't be no reason for me to be like that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you went to the, if you getting the head from the homie.
This sounds terrible. Yo,
there he is.
Yo. Hey, how about them Lakers? How about them Lakers, goddamn? Lakers lost the other night. I was pretty upset. Nigga. I don't want to talk about this no more. I don't want to talk about this no more.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo, pineapples, goddamn. Pineapples. I don't want to do this no more.
We gonna mute this nigga dug his mic. Your thoughts, dog.
Hey, damn, I was gonna really say something.
Like some movie shit.
I was gonna pitch y'all with a Kev on stage joke. I was like, nah, let me.
No more blunts we ain't had.
Everybody got smoked their own shit. Go ahead.
No more blunts.
I get that nigga weed. You just roll that up, man.
You got that.
Man,
go ahead. What would you do if you passed the blunt to the homie and he starts sucking on it?
You can have it.
And that's what y'all was in here talking about. Right?
No, I can't even talk about it.
Sucking on blood.
That nigga said a confessional. This nigga came in here with
So can I ask you a question? Did that happen? Like, you been in a situation that happened?
The nigga started sucking the blunt?
I can't.
That nigga trying to show you some skills.
What the hell is going on here?
Man, I came in here and y'all was talking about the swing party. Did he not read the PDF? Swing party?
That's his part. I got to catch you up on it later, man. It's so...
Wow,
it's wilder than you even know.
I came in here like, yeah, then he sucked his dick, and then the other dude got mad, and then they started like, whoa.
Yeah, it's some wild shit.
That's why buddy left. That's why your man left. It's too much for me.
That's what my dad would have did. My time, my kid.
They talking that sissy shit. That's
my positive. Like, that. Fuck these niggas talking about gay shit. But look, what was you trying to say, Doug?
No, I'm just saying, for the record, I don't know. We don't know. We're just saying what Billy said.
For the record.
We don't know. We're putting the Craig Facts disclaimer out there. We don't know. This is all hearsay. Right. We don't know.
We don't know, so, yeah.
These are jokes.
We just
getting them off hand. It's funny, but, you know what I'm saying, the nigga say the nigga sucked his dick, so we just saying, the nigga heard about that.
Like in Call of Duty, when you get 25 kills, you just nuke
the door. Like the nigga probably like, nigga, it ain't, he probably heard about whatever happened, and he like, nigga, whatever I'm going to say to get this nigga. This shit, he probably told that nigga, when nigga ever say, I suck this dick, I kill that nigga. So he probably like, yeah, that nigga suck my dick. So nigga, yeah.
And on top of that, we only commenting on what was said on live. Right. This ain't no background information Doughboy and Craig got on these niggas. This is also that you can go to their profiles and go and read if you go back and look at all this shit.
Right.
We only comment on what they put out. That nigga.
Shit. So who's putting out? Is it D-Lay?
questions. Yo,
the
deep questions.
The Billy asked, like, hey, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? What, you going to hook me up?
No.
Or was it just a suggestion?
Hey, if you find out the homie was gay, would you let him hang out with your son without you?
Oh, I'm never.
Hang out
with him.
Hey, I'm just coming to pick your son up. We about to go hang out.
Yeah, nigga.
You don't let gay niggas hang out with your son?
I ain't even got no son. He can't hang out with my son.
Yeah,
I
know.
He can't hang out with
him. Cannot hang out with Mr. Cynthia.
Is it possible for
Mr. Cynthia?
Is it possible for a nigga to only hang out with gay niggas and not be gay?
No, it's not possible.
If for a nigga, all his partners is gay, but he ain't gay.
No, that's not, yeah. No.
What are y'all talking about, nigga?
Oh, yeah. What's going on right now? No,
hanging out, nigga.
What you mean hanging out? Pause.
Like, straight dudes really don't hang. Like,
we don't hang out with gay niggas.
That's why I don't get all that transphobia stuff and homophobia they talk about. We literally don't hang. Like, if you straight, the only gay homie you know is a nigga you knew from back in the second grade, right. And you ain't seen that nigga since the third grade. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, but the nigga Clarence, I found out he was gay. You
know, niggas, I was in military. We know.
Oh yeah, military. Yeah, certain things. But you were forced into that environment. Coworker.
I know for a fact that nigga died for me. So it was like, oh, some real shit. Like, we go to war. He got my back. I got his.
Yeah,
that's
it. Oh, he can't wait to have your back. That nigga. He can't wait to have your back.
None of y'all shooting the nigga.
I got those.
Hold on, dog.
Are you okay?
Hey. Them nigga,
I got Dozy back,
I got like, all you niggas back.
That nigga like, Doze, I gotta suck the bullet out. Y'all be in a bar, he's like, ooh,
leave that nigga alone.
You can't cover him, man.
Leave that nigga alone, man.
That nigga protecting you from the maids. Ain't no grenade coming. He covering your ass.
Get down. Get down.
Get down.
Everybody get down. Get off me.
This nigga look like y'all doing.
But get that. But get that. That's a co-worker. Y'all was in life and death situations or something else. But
yeah.
I'm just saying in general, you don't just be walking up and strike up a friendship with a gay person in routes.
No.
And then be like, let's go to the bar tonight. I'm going to get some bitches. You get some niggas. That don't happen.
Never. Hey, killers. Yeah. It don't happen. It don't happen, man. Damn.
Yeah, wrap it up. Can we talk about the Lakers or something? Yeah. Something manly, basketball, like football, whatever.
All right, let's
work that shit out there.
That's what I want them to work
can't.
Out.
They can't. They can't. They can't. You can't be friends after this. We like it's no. At this point, it's no talking.
Yeah, but we can make it so we ain't gotta.
What if they just didn't talk? Like they got around each other and they just didn't say nothing to each other.
At this point,
there's no talking, nigga. Yeah.
He doing that, nigga.
He go. He gonna one gonna be sitting there talking about that nigga gonna be talking about me right now. He talking about how I'm working the ball. Stop! Here we go.
Hey,
let's
talk
about something.
That's
funny.
Don't fly, man.
They're never
going to
stop.
They can't stop.
Man.
That's funny as shit.
Man, ain't it Tupac's birthday today?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, it's Joseph.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey, man. Yeah. What's the maddest you've ever been at somebody?
Ish. You mean like what they did to make you mad?
Like where you was at your most extreme, like nigga. Oh, okay.
Like what it looked like, or what do you mean?
Like where you know? I feel like Billy is at his extreme, right? Mm-hmm. Like something has to happen. When's the last time you've been so mad at somebody that you forced the action?
The other day, nigga parked close to my car, and nigga, I know he dinged my shit too. He keep plucking, cause I had to go out there when that nigga's in the car. Nigga.
Right.
I don't leave no. What you talking about? What I do, nigga? What's happening, nigga? No, I just told the nigga like, hey, bro, when you park in, you know what I'm saying, you close to my car, so you can't even get out right now. I couldn't even open my back door. I'm like, look, you way too close, my nigga, and my shit getting dinged up. Oh no, you know I'm up good. I ain't gonna hit you. I'm like, look, mistakes happen, my nigga. I mean, you trying to hit it. You hit it on accident, you still hit it, fam. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just hit it off for sure. I got you, my nigga. It wasn't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you was out there and knocked the nigga out.
I was that, but
I was stern to the motherfucker.
Like, that's what I was. Yeah, but my energy was that, though. My energy was
direct.
My energy was that.
I was right. I told him to
said, stop it. And he did.
I said, after I went outside and I talked to him.
I said, accidents happen, sir. They do. That's why they call them accidents.
Goddamn right. And anything happened to my car, nigga, I'm fucking you up. He understood what I was saying. Like, so that my car.
I'm gonna fuck you up. Like, yeah, I get it. Well, that's what you walked off.
Like, I'm not no bully. Just let's talk. We ain't talk. We talk. You got out of line. I'm gonna smack him up a couple times. You seen Triller, nigga? You seen the Jake Paul fight? They got a smacking championships. That's what the niggas need to do. Like, Eli and Billy smacking competition. Nigga.
They need to put on spike gloves and have a slap off.
Spike gloves.
Nigga, hell yeah. That shit'd be hard, nigga. And we can pay for it to see it. Nigga, they get some money for it. Nigga, work that shit out, though. Nigga, sure. Cut that shit out. Nigga, did you miss me?
Did you miss me? Let me see. Hold on, man. I'm so high. Hopefully I can get to this bit right here.
The edible kicking in. Yeah. 500 milligrams. I feel it now.
That new box, have you seen that new box? Or you hold on to like a... It's like a table.
Oh, yeah, I see that shit.
One, all you got is rights.
You can't let go, you just
that shit wild.
That European shit, yeah, that shit.
That shit the fuck Craig's nose up. That nigga Craig's forehead can take an anvil. But that nose.
Fuck you, nigga. Smell that mic and tell me what was in the stomach of the last nigga. Fiber beans. This motherfucker eating fiber beans yesterday. It ain't my stomach. That's somebody else's stomach. Yeah, my shit done. Joe Biden just signed an executive order to get federal minimum wage raised to $15 an hour.
For minimum wage?
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Damn, what is it now?
That's cool if you live in Idaho. Man.
Right. What is minimum wage now, though?
I think 12.
Minimum wage is $12?
Is that low?
It's like 8 or 9 Jesus something.
Christ. Well, it depends on your state, really.
But I'm saying the federal minimum wage is like 8 or 9. Yeah,
yeah. When I worked for minimum wage, I want to say it was like 6 something.
But still, 15 an hour ain't shit if you're in a big
I don't remember.
That share card of dollars right there.
I think it said breaking it just came out as minimum wage.
That's high though, bro.
His name Ramon.
And the Bears was undefeated. I mean, White Lies was the hottest song on the radio. Sheila E was a motherfucker.
No.
That shit is eight bucks.
$8.
A door.
Ooh, and they try to bump it up to 15. That's damn near doubling it.
Yeah, man. He finna kill a lot of small
businesses.
But 15
that's great if you in Kentucky, man. Yeah. But if you in LA, that ain't shit.
But you gotta think about small businesses that gotta pay that bump.
Yeah.
Right. Oh shit.
On air, nigga.
What's up? What's up, meat bag?
Hey, what that picture is?
Hey, my nigga Craig, we gotta put a picture. You gotta show the cat. We gotta show them the picture.
My nigga look like Craig, and my nigga Craig look like Luther from Set It Off, my nigga.
What's the nigga from Police Academy? The big black nigga with the beard.
What? Hightower?
Hightower.
Hightower. You got that Robert Townsend afro, nigga.
That partner's a crime.
Where you coming from, Billy House?
That nigga think he own because he got a sweatshirt from yard sale, nigga.
Fuck you. No, he don't know. I don't think Show know yet.
Yeah, Show don't know.
He don't know. Somebody got 8, nigga.
That nigga said somebody got 8.
Come on, man.
So I got 8.
That was horrible.
I don't know about that, man.
That's a callback
from a show like
5 months
ago.
Yeah.
I would tell you right now, man. I'm shit. Let one of these niggas who could talk. I can't talk right now. That's my show.
I'm not repeating that shit again.
You know what I'm saying?
So minimum wage, $15 an hour, right, federally. This is what I don't understand. There's somebody somewhere in this country, probably in Arkansas, thinking I'm rich.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But whenever they raise the minimum wage, they raise the price of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we make these motherfuckers put a cap on the cost of goods when they raise minimum wage. Why don't people do the math? If you're making $15 an hour now, and what used to cost $2 is now $4, you're not really making $15 an hour.
Right.
Rent used to be $700, now it's $1,200.
Right.
Man.
Nigga, for real.
Man got that deacon haircut. That boy preaching right now. He preaching.
I'm like, my mama. I ain't gonna lie, this nigga DeJuan gave me an edible, bro.
He's always blaming it on me.
That shit is strong. It's strong.
You took one?
Apparently it was 500 milligrams of what I took.
12,000 milligrams.
I'm over here filling every, sour strips. Every milligram.
I took two of them. Let me get one more. Shit. Yeah, we gonna be as much weed as we gonna be smoking during the break.
Man. We'll go to a commercial break. Oh, yeah, make sure y'all smash
them.
Like the like button.
Y'all getting the greatest shit on earth, man.
Smash the like button, man. Doughboy.
What up?
What's the least amount of money you ever worked for on a job? Like, that was your hourly rate. It was the $6?
I believe so. I used to do day labor when I worked back in Sacramento. I was working for like $8 an hour, and I used to have to break rocks all day with a sledgehammer.
So how much was your check after taxes? What, like $250 a week?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When I hear 15 for
the show, minute. Say, damn, you know it's bad because that nigga broke his mother.
Wow!
Shit! This nigga Craig, the only nigga that brush his tongue and don't gag.
No.
That nigga showed up on his feet. He was like, that explained it. When I used to work at the bank, I used to work at the bank a long ass time ago.
You used to work at the food bank.
I ain't gonna. Hey.
Don't wait, say that nigga worked at the food bank. He know because he tried to rob that motherfucker.
Hey. Like, nigga, don't I know you? Hey, Craig. Hey, Craig.
You look familiar as fuck for some reason.
Hey, Dozy. I'm not about to take a fat joke from a nigga shaped like Cinderella's hips. Nigga, you, why your hips? Damn, man. Nigga, she had a dress on, nigga. That's your thighs.
Shit, looks like you got a meat dress on.
That nigga got a meat dress.
DeJuan's titties stink when he take his bra off.
This is like a roast sumo match.
Hey. Niggas gotta buy their merchandise from your hot link tree.
Hey.
Stop fucking with me, DeJuan. I'm just trying to chill.
Hey. But you know what's cool thing about? I figured though, that nigga Doughboy hit it being fast so much he got liposuction. This nigga was walking around looking like a sucker, big ass head. How you gonna be shaped like a thin body and a big ass fat head at the same time? We saw that. It's oddly built, motherfucker. Nigga, that's because he had a vacuum on his stomach. That's why, motherfucker. That wasn't natural. Going back to this shit, man. When it comes to all this shit right there, all this stuff that's going on, this drama going on with D-Lay and all that shit, man, I just hope these motherfuckers work it out, man. I hope these niggas work it out for real.
What are we talking about? We talking
about minimum wage. Why do we go back to that?
No, I thought about that. I like these niggas. I want them to work it out. I want them niggas to work it out.
Let's
I like both of them, man.
We went back into the hole. Let's talk about minimum wage.
Hey, DeJuan, you work with cinnamon wage.
We back. Hey. We back. Doughboy got a cinnamon roll tattoo on his arm. Look at him up under. You see that cinnamon roll? That's not all deaf digital. That's a donut, nigga. That nigga lick his arm when he hungry. This nigga Doughboy sweat glass.
plays. Talking to me, nigga.
You gonna show that tattoo at Krispy Kreme?
This nigga get a discount at Randy's. Be like, look, nigga. This nigga got the Randy's donut logo on his arm. Look at this shit right here. Come on, dope boy. Hey, man. This nigga show came sans lotion.
Sans lotion.
I love this nigga show. You're good, dude.
I'm gonna bag on you today, nigga. You got on Crocs.
Of course.
You're a big nigga in Crocs.
Comfortable as hell.
I see you, nigga. Got the MC Hammer.
Hey, I'm just glad. I'm just glad you didn't color your beard in this week, Boozer. Y'all, go back to last show. This nigga had to call on Boozer.
Hey, when bitches fuck you raw, they catch diabetes.
My sugar is up. My sugar is up. I don't know what happened. Been fucking
this nigga. Hey, dog. You not brushing your tongue explains your teeth, nigga.
That nigga show.
You look like Carl Winslow if he was a deadbeat dad. That shit was weak.
So minimum wage.
Minimum wage is 15.
Minimum wage, right?
That's good.
I love that.
That's a dope ass shirt though.
But we were talking about how when the wage goes up, right?
Right.
The price of everything goes up.
Right.
The reason why they allowed the shit, because they know it's like this is still more money for the government. At the end of the day,
right?
Yeah, we gonna make more money, but we gonna spend more. Well, we gonna get taxed more.
At what point do we impose control on the government? We gotta start doing shit that makes sense. You give us 15, but I want the 15 to work for me.
Right.
You can't do that.
They can't do that because they can't be filthy rich.
Look, everything.
People are really too divided. Like they have the system set up to where each sector has their distractions. They come with, you know what I'm saying? With us, it's police brutality, you know what I'm saying? Shooting people, shit like that. I don't know what the Asians and no other races, so I ain't even talking really into that shit like that. But I know there are distractions that them saying throw up, or like immigration, gay rights, shit like that. Shit like that to throw you off so that you won't be thinking about that. Like, damn, Mr. Government is finna do what?
Right. Hey, show brush his teeth with a meat cutter.
With a meat cutter, nigga. Come on.
Like David Belushi and gang related, nigga.
David Belushi. Nigga said Belushi.
Three syllable name. Yeah. Nah, but like, you asked a good question, Wim, because like everything that Americans got is shit that they stood for.
Right.
The Revolutionary War was people standing. The Civil War.
Show always got his luggage with him.
Oh shit. Always got his luggage.
They might let me stay.
Like, nigga, credit card.
Why you trying to know the fool
you
with flat screen?
Why do you have your luggage, though?
You got your flat screen with
you? You called that nigga a vagabond.
Yeah.
He said he always had his
stick. Duane looked like a fat character in Mike Tyson Punch-Out, nigga.
Yeah, you went from gang related to Mike Tyson.
Show dressed like he learned how to be black from an old white woman.
Put your hat on backwards, baby.
Everything ends and starts with
like
yo.
When you do that.
This nigga show dressed like he just saw Class Act in 2010.
Demita thought you was gonna kiss on my friend.
But like what you were saying though, Craig. When the people gonna say everything that Americans got so far was from people standing up,
right?
And we ain't really stood up to shit since the 30s and the 60s.
Hey, show sleep on it.
A fat sir.
Show
fat sir. God damn, nigga.
Show sleep on the couch. Show sleep on the couch in his room.
Couch bed? It's just a couch.
He tell niggas he get ready to go to cops. I'm about to go to cops.
somebody just left it on the dumpster. You know?
I'm getting ready to go to cops. It's cops time, nigga.
It was cheaper than the mattress. You know how much they charge for mattress these days? It's crazy.
And Show got 3 bathrooms in his house with no shower. It's all the toilets in this motherfucker.
This nigga Craig got one of them viral punishment haircuts.
Fuck it up, sit your ass. Now go out to the public.
This nigga Craig got drawers that vibrate, nigga.
This nigga Show is a freelance plate finisher. I take all that off your plate. Let me get that.
That nigga Craig won his jacket at a Naughty Boy party, nigga.
At a Naughty Boy party?
Right.
And then, hey, Show got ketchup stains all over his controller at the house.
Calling niggas, wait, nigga, wait.
Hold on, nigga.
What is this red?
I'm gonna say that nigga's name right now.
What is this red fingerprint on the 9?
Look, got. Hey, I thought that was the nigga from White Man Can't Jump.
That nigga look like Turtle from Mario Brothers, nigga. Step on that nigga back, that nigga come out.
Get that nigga in the corner, get a gang of lies.
Get him in the corner, get a gang of lies. I'm gonna run that 99
up. Yo, nigga, that's hilarious.
That nigga look like a short ass John Solly, nigga.
This nigga look like summertime 1996 around this motherfucker.
Look like you bought them Corgos in 1996.
It looked like
Tupac was alive when you bought that outfit.
And you shaved your beard with the back of your thumb.
Hey, hold on. Show called a felony smile.
You got 2-tone gums? You got 2-tone gums. Let me get the gray and the pink in the gums. I want the gray and the pink combo gums. I want the Neapolitan gums.
And I'm fat nigga like Chucky all fresh, nigga.
That nigga show. That nigga show smile mean fuck you an animal.
That nigga smile, niggas be like, what the fuck did you say to me, nigga? I just smiled. I know you said fuck me, nigga. Who the fuck you talking to? I just smiled.
That nigga wrote that shit down. Fuck. That nigga thought hard about that shit.
Animal, like,
that nigga animal, nigga?
Nigga, what animal? Nigga, animal.
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 Animal. Animal.
Animal. Animal.
Animal.
Universal language.
Man, nigga's stupid. That shit was hilarious.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah, David back there like shit. Yeah.
Hey, y'all gotta like the video, man.
Yeah. Like,
where we at? There's too many people in this chat, man. Where we at?
I felt like Doughboy and DeJuan was gonna fight earlier.
That nigga started getting in. Nigga, liposuction on your nipples there.
Surgery! You ashamed
to be a fat. You cheating. You cheating ass nigga. Hey, that's one of them fat niggas that get surgery and try to sell them weight loss teas, nigga.
You open the jar and there be knives in the motherfucker.
That nigga Duncan. That nigga Duncan look like Robin Harris, nigga. Oh shit!
You look like you went to Orange County to gang bang, nigga.
That nigga is stupid, nigga.
Boy, you're starting a crib set, nigga.
And they said you had a MC Hammer autograph pumps in the bum's G string.
Hey, show.
It's wordy. It's really wordy. Really wordy. Took a nigga 10 minutes to land.
Hey, show crawl to a lagoon every night and sleep in it.
For the moon is up. You better get to that goddamn lake. The moon is up, nigga.
Your ass gonna be petrified wood in the swamp.
He said, great shit.
Hey, show pulled a hamstring in a gallop.
Hey, Dewan don't pull hamstrings, he pull hamburger strings. I pull my hamburger strings.
Yo, deflated titties are like strings, nigga.
Oh, shit. My fucking eyes hurt.
Are we going to do the break, Doug?
Huh? How long I been bagging on show, man?
I got in this motherfucker.
All right, we're going to go over.
This nigga Doughboy look like Incredible Hulk when he ain't all the way mad.
Oh, Doughboy?
You could have just sat down.
I leaned too much.
Nigga leaned up
with
that
booty. Yeah.
Hey, that nigga DJ show beard like a pirate's curse.
My nigga, you look like the face from Legend of the Hidden Temple, my nigga. Blue Barracuda's looking at
him. Hey, that nigga. That nigga Todd lost his glasses and sold dope to the front door all day.
Somebody shorted me in this motherfucker. Yo, you shorted to the door.
Hey, these crackheads ain't talking to the man. They're using everything.
They're using talking my head off. These niggas just
getting they dope and going.
Nigga saying you again, huh? All
right. You working out?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
All right, man. Make sure y'all smash that like button. We're going to go to a commercial break and hope y'all be less high.
You ain't
going to
be less high.
Give me 1 second.
My nigga Craig looked like Flash from 5 Heartbeats.
That's what we doing?
I was just a young boy playing with my toys looking ass nigga.
Only at the top, nigga.
Keep working. It happened. Try me. It happened. You on your way, man.
You on your way.
That nigga show don't know how to write in cursive.
The fuck is these circles y'all writing and shit?
Oh, shit.
Why y'all letters connect?
Oh, man, but what was I at? Where the fuck was I at?
He said everybody got the munchies.
Damn, I ain't firing that shit, man. Fuck it, we gon'.
What
do you do? Oh, yeah.
You looking for some shit?
That? Yeah, I'm looking for that, but.
What? Whoa!
everybody in that picture was wrong.
What was your man's hands doing?
Yeah, what was he doing?
Hey, Al Bundy.
Y'all know who took the picture?
Billy Zerrell. Y'all let Billy get y'all. Huh?
That was a,
guess what happens next? You know? He kind of like, sure enough, he said, are you warmed up already?
That was a couple's retreat.
What was you doing? Was it your anniversary? What was going on?
No, you got on Nike church ankle socks, nigga.
You was out there chest naked. It couldn't have been that hot on that couch. Oh,
shit. Nigga,
show explain yourself.
What's going on?
Why didn't you
have that shirt on?
I wore it. Pussy talk 12.
No. You must be 18 or over.
Hey, Show could do armpit farts through his clothes.
He was out there in some green training shorts. What is going on?
Nigga, the deuce ain't, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, man.
Fuck y'all.
Hey, at no point did you get up and go get in bed with your girl.
You just went viral, man.
At no point that nigga got up like, let me get in the bed, nigga. Yeah. You had to be comfortable with that nigga.
Wait, why you took your shirt off?
Yeah. Nah, because if you look at the picture, off. My
put
nigga.
I'll tell you, nigga. It kind of looked like niggas was in there smashing a like button.
Yeah. Niggas smashing that like button.
All right, here we go. So, all right, if you look on the left, my shirt, I was eating. You see the dipping sauces right there.
Y'all eating food
up
each other.
Yeah. The bag on the floor. That's a big ass bag on the floor. Yeah. It's got napkins on the floor.
What is this nigga doing?
Yeah. So I don't want to waste no food on my shirt, my nigga.
Okay. So you got naked.
You
were having
a swim.
And then went to sleep.
This nigga
stumbled. With a handful of balls.
Say, yo, at what point did you take your shirt off? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Why,
my nigga? Like, why?
But y'all niggas be sleeping with niggas voluntarily, my nigga. That was a doozy.
He said that's a pull-out couch in quotation marks.
I'm learning way too much about y'all niggas.
What's y'all couch at?
I know that couch stink. That couch stink, nigga.
Nigga, you dress like Kazam, nigga. Where are we, Max? We genie looking ass, nigga.
You didn't have on the backwards hat or nothing.
That nigga shit was out, nigga. You was
laying there with your shirt off next to a nigga pretending to be asleep with his hands on
his ass. Nobody
was tricking
you.
You sleep, he ain't sleep.
Yeah, that nigga, at any moment.
Put the picture back up. That other dude was.
That nigga kicked your foot. That nigga kicked your foot to see if you was awake.
Oh, shit.
That motherfucker was perched.
That's hilarious, my nigga. That nigga was about to hit you with a fucking shit. Is that your brother? Yeah, that's my brother. That's your brother. I knew that much already. Tell me something. We sitting in the captain, but nigga, y'all gotta get it.
Nigga, I already knew, nigga. I thought it was just gonna go on his page, like roast a homie. This nigga put it on a whole show.
I ain't think it was gonna go on nigga on 75,000, nigga.
The fucked up part is y'all was sitting on DeJuan's back. I wasn't no couch with that.
Hey, you knew Doughboy was there because you seen the dipping sauce.
shit. And show, do your brother be musty too?
True. Also, is the folk hereditary.
Is the folk hereditary. All these niggas is shooting. Damn. You gotta throw one back, y'all. I don't like this. I don't like that. I don't like how quiet you
is. Was you trying out for Naked and Afraid? I'm just trying to figure out what, like.
Nigga, you look like the baby in the Dinosaurs, nigga.
Feed me. Feed me. I'm the baby.
Behind the baby. Sinclair. Ass nigga.
Hey, clearly what he had in that notebook paper was that butt naked. And he said he used to be smoking them butt nakeds. Clearly.
I usually have usually have rope going around your glasses, my nigga.
You usually have on less clothes? That's what I just said. Yeah, see? That's why you don't do that.
Niggas both doing that another commercial on haymakers and missing.
This the only nigga I know that put bacon in his bean pies. You said bean pie with a little twist, my brother.
That might be fire, though.
Show sleep with his thumb in his mouth.
Hey, you stupid, dude. You on YouTube unboxing butt plugs.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Nigga is very wrong specific.
This next selection. This is the one that glow in the dark with the diamond on it.
I hate you niggas.
All right, this nigga got X-Men teeth over there.
Oh,
him, he can bite through the side of a house.
Nah, we heard it the first time. We didn't.
Yeah, I know.
I fell for it. I fell for the trap.
Hey, my nigga look like Morocco off of Mortal Kombat, nigga.
It's too specific.
Morocco.
That nigga throw his body at you like Kano.
Niggas throwing bodies. Like, what's going on?
I don't doubt all the video game niggas at home is laughing their asses off. Anybody in the PlayStation 5 is laughing at that shit.
Baraka's
a green one, ain't he?
Baraka was the
you one. Know he can't read. Don't ask him exactly who he talking about. Like, Nachaka.
Ty don't have no gums. His teeth is connected to his nose at the top, nigga. Look. Dumbass shit.
That nigga look like Barbados from Ants, nigga.
Barbados?
Barbados? Y'all know Ants, the movie? Man.
Motherfucker.
Oh, really? Oh my God, I'm the youngest nigga on the show. You old motherfuckers. I guess I'm the youngest.
Get you that.
I'm the youngest nigga on the show. I forgot that. Nigga.
With the oldest face.
Nigga stupid.
Craig, when you gonna finish your Veterans Day haircut?
Oh, okay.
Hey, that nigga Doughboy, the only fat. That nigga's a fat nigga that know all the work. Nigga, fuck.
It's just taking it. Get it, spit it out, nigga. It's easy for you to say.
Nigga, stupid, nigga. Jeez.
You taking it like a man, though, show.
He taking it.
Motherfucking here getting served.
Served, nigga. I ain't that nigga. That nigga, Doughboy got a trophy in a handball competition.
Alright, there you go. Alright. Yeah, now you're back.
There I go.
They say you're taking it like a man, a half naked man on the couch, but you're taking it like a man.
You let a nigga named Passion grease your scalp.
This nigga's nose is so big, you just smell everything. Like, that's paprika. Who made the potato salad?
You got a nose of a swordfish, my nigga.
Dagger face. You look like a GoBot.
You look like my nigga. You look like an old. You look like an old ass VR trooper, my nigga. My nigga like Gordon, nigga from the Power Rangers, nigga. Always giving the Power Rangers missions and shit.
This nigga, he's on fire today. He got his beard off Amazon.com and couldn't wait to wear it here.
You got your beard off Wish. That nigga got his prom picture on his sweater.
This nigga look like me if I get locked up for 10 years.
Uh-huh. When Show Dunk, his windmill stink.
Nigga be ripe.
Nigga never fake the funk on a funky dump, nigga.
What the fuck?
They said the nigga in the funk band by itself.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, man.
Hey, man, shout out to Kamaru Usman, nigga, for knocking my nigga Masvidal out. That was one of the cleanest knockouts I've seen all year, man.
For real, for real.
He knocked my nigga. My nigga got up and asked him what happened. You know when a nigga knock you out, you got to ask everybody around you. Nigga.
take who from what?
A fight you trained for, nigga.
You asking niggas questions.
Happened in Detroit, you know what I'm saying? That shit was dope, though.
He was
dope,
lifeless on that motherfucking canvas, man.
Yeah,
man.
What
round did he get knocked out?
Second round? He was going to lose that fight regardless, but I didn't expect him to get dusted like that, though. Like, that
submission or knockout?
No.
Nah, knockout.
Like, that was like one he knocked him out twice.
Yeah, he got
first one head. Knocked him out and hit the ground and then woke back up and then he started to pound.
Oh, yeah.
Like his head hitting the canvas, he woke back up. Yeah. And then he starts, then a couple of these, knocked right back out.
That's crazy.
Like, that was beautiful.
That's brain trauma.
Beautiful. Yeah.
That nigga hit that nigga with that Nigerian nightmare power. That nigga hit the, the Black Panther powers has been stripped.
Are you done?
Oh.
Hey,
that white girl, Rose, whatever.
Oh, Rose Thug.
That was clean too, though.
Yeah, she kicked the shit out that Asian girl.
I think that was her early stoppage, though.
Nah, she was out.
Nah,
yeah,
nah.
The Asian girl was out of there.
She
nigga.
Had like she had maybe one or two, and then how many times did Usman, did Kamaru hit Buddy?
I don't know.
He got like six good ones off.
That bitch got snap kicked in the face though, nigga. Hurry up and buy, nigga.
It was ugly kicking.
For real, snap kicked the shit out of her. Yeah, man.
We're gonna end the show because I'm done. I'm trying.
I nigga faded face.
The one I did me in, bro. Pause like a motherfucker.
And a pause.
This nigga walked in here with where that bag at, man?
It's somewhere over there. I was done.
That nigga a pork rind flavored edible, nigga. That nigga over
there. Yeah, nigga had gravy on it.
Faded. That nigga faded, nigga.
Man, tell them where they can find you, Duan.
Hey, yeah, hotelbitch.com. Hey, my webinar is coming up this coming goddamn Sunday, 1:00 for my book. You get the webinar, you get my book for free. The book will be for sale Monday. No time to waste. Self-motivation guidebook on becoming the GOAT. Getting off your ass today and doing the shit that you know you want to do. That shit that niggas be scared to do, saying haters are stopping them. Nigga, ain't no haters stopping you. Nigga, it's your own mind. So this book is about getting around the challenges in your mind to get off your ass and do what the fuck you do. You dig?
They called it IHOP-ish.
IHOP-ish, that was funny. That nigga had two first names.
No, this nigga Craig I'm talking about. They call it
IHOP. They did. That one dude was the first
He telling on niggas. That nigga telling on the jet. Like, they call it
IHOP. That nigga said, Hotep Fish.
Shit. They clowning today, man.
Hell yeah. Yo, what up? You already know what it is, man. This be your boy, The Real DJ Show. So check it out. Bolivar Burton always laughing, my nigga.
It's in a book. Read it, rainbow. Read it, rainbow.
We're recycling. We're recycling, nigga. Yeah, you got the mouth of a 5-year-old chimpanzee, nigga.
You should have said that. Hey, this nigga wear small shirts to make him look fit. Fuck you, fat boy.
Fat boy, are you serious?
Yeah.
Put the picture back up, bro.
Nigga, so everybody gets it out on the hard time. Wash your nigga when you got home,
my
nigga.
Out of here, nigga.
Nigga, you're naked like a dirty ass checkerboard, nigga.
Dirty ass,
my nigga.
Dirty
ass. Dirty ass. Yes. Nigga, look at your dress.
Look at you. You're
dirty. Dirty ass.
Nigga, I know,
bro. Look at you. You're the dirtiest nigga ever.
Ever, nigga.
You're the dirtiest nigga on Instagram.
Look at you.
Niggas get
it. Look at the side of your mouth.
Wait, look at the side of your hips. Look at the side of this nigga. They just follow you on Instagram and get yeast infections, nigga. Look at the side of your lips. Look at the side of your lips is nasty, nigga. Wipe your mouth. Dirty ass, musty mouth, nigga.
You look like
Hey, this nigga like Beetlejuice when he turned into that snake, nigga.
Nigga, you built like a goddamn barracuda mouth. Shut up, barracuda mouth. That nigga, you fuck out here, nigga. My nigga fucking grill. Your grill is fucked up, nigga.
I know you ain't talking looking like steel from... My nigga look like Shaq.
Get out of here, yuck mouth. Nigga like
a... Nigga, hey, did you see your
that nigga?
Hey, yuck mouth. You see your homie fight that nigga...
My nigga Bosco, you seen that yuck mouth?
You look like Bosco in the face.
Yeah, you like you eat.
I damn, I'm gonna get on that. Back to this nigga.
Nigga, back to your musty mouth ass.
That shit, nigga.
You wore that shirt all weekend.
You wore that shirt all weekend, nigga.
You don't wear that shirt since high school, bro.
Nigga ass Eaglewood hat.
You don't get that goddamn Eaglewood hat.
That nigga is tired of you. You done washed that motherfucker 5 times, nigga.
No.
You can only wash the hat once, nigga. Then you gotta get it away. It's a snapback.
You got on your buy another, bro. Bro, it's a $15 snapback.
Bro,
you got to get it. It's $15. That's cool. He got a liquor store.
That cost the package.
All right, that's cool. He go to the same liquor store he bought that motherfucker from. He did.
Two flushes sweet to me.
And
then
they get another head. My nigga, you got on your Sadie Hawkins outfit.
Yo, Bad News Brown. Look at that nigga like Bad News Brown. Remember Bad News Brown, WWF?
Nigga, you musty, nigga.
Bro.
Who musty?
You musty, black ass Sinbad.
You are the spokesperson for musty, nigga.
When Musty has a PR problem, they call you, nigga. You are the spokesperson for Musty, I swear to God. Yo, breath stay on my
own. Look at your own.
When you leave Brown this week,
all this shit is gonna be my
nigga.
All this shit's gonna be disaffected.
Every time you talk, the mic's done, nigga.
All this shit gonna be disaffected, nigga. All this shit finna be disaffected.
Nigga, you get paid to lick shot musty, nigga.
You musty,
fake ass nigga.
You musty, nigga. You got
onion cheeseburgers under your underarm right now, nigga.
You got an In-N-Out driveway.
Nigga, boil your taste buds, my nigga. When you eat bananas, your eyes water.
That doesn't even make sense, nigga.
When you eat bananas, your eyes water?
Hey, look at
that.
I'm done.
That's cool.
No, you're not.
You know that nigga musty. Look at Tupac. Look on that shirt.
That was a good one. I like that one. Yo, what up, man? Follow me, The Real DJ Show, man. You already know. On Instagram, all this nigga Doug is stupid. Follow me on Instagram, The Real DJ Show. If you want to get your music heard, come get your music heard on my Instagram live. Every Friday, we got Legendary Cocaine coming through and listening to your music. Nigga, that shit funny.
What up? It's DJ Please Do. Check me out on Instagram at DJ PLEEZDU. I like your boy.
What it smell like right there?
Travesty.
My nigga was an extra in the Disorderlies.
Hey, fat nigga, beatbox real quick.
Fat nigga built like a genie bottle.
All right, I'll allow it.
All right, Mr. Underscore Duncan Penner Hughes on Instagram. What the fuck I got going on? Gang of shit. Sapiosexual. we still doing the shit for your album?
Thursday.
We doing some shit for my nigga Craig, even though that shit came out on the 19th. You know what I'm saying? We gonna act like that shit coming out on the 29th. That shit still banging.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We got niggas got the hottest music out right now on this podcast right here. You know what I'm saying? That shit is crazy. And shit, yeah, man, fuck with us heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Nerd Gang Clothing and fuckingsounds.com. Y'all go get the sound packs, nigga.
Yeah.
Let them know, nigga.
Yeah, damn, that shit was tight.
Did you let them know about your OnlyFans too? Because I know you didn't.
This is the bald nigga nobody want to grow up to be. When I get older, that's that nigga. Like, man, this nigga cool, but that nigga, you like, nah, I don't want to look like Unk.
Hey, show spent 50 cents on soap last year.
And then didn't even use it. He just throw it at motherfuckers.
Like, it's stupid, nigga. This nigga got on some knee-high bell bottoms, nigga.
You got on some glow-in-the-dark shoes, nigga. I got a pager that color, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga. You still got a pager.
Did you get them shoes from JJ, the king of beepers? You remember that? Did you do security at the liquor store? Yeah, that was you.
Hey, this old nigga still called pussy snappy nappy dugout.
Snappy nappy dugout.
You still be drinking collard green juice smoothies? Yeah, you do.
And his show got a rock stuck in his back too.
Shit. OD, bro. OD in this episode, man.
I seen that nigga sleeping upside down in a tree.
You look like a Boy Scout coach, nigga.
A Boy Scout coach.
That nigga show little niggas how to tie knots.
You look like you were supposed to get superpowers, but the mix wasn't right.
Show don't chew his food.
That nigga eat whole fish like on a cartoon, just the whole thing.
Nigga, you look like a bald D-Lo Brown. You messing with the real dude now, looking ass. That nigga be shaking his head around the house every time he get mad.
Didn't you pop?
My nigga Todd, old DJ Show Child Support. Hey, show.
I'm back. I'm trying to make it.
A nigga show slogan is musty does.
Nigga, your favorite Fat Boy song is All You Can Eat.
Show don't have armpits, he got ass pits.
Nigga, stupid, nigga. Your daddy a mechanic for ice cream trucks, nigga.
This nigga look like he cook in the back.
In the back of what?
In the back of this motherfucker. He look like the chef.
Yeah, that shit ain't go.
No, it didn't go? Well, you need to go back to the liquor store and get another hat.
I hate your outfit, though, but it's all good.
You got a hoodie and
that's
some
shorts. Hey,
you got a hoodie and shorts.
Trying to dress young and shit. That nigga got a shit from Fashion Nova, thought he was on. So the kids were.
Doughboy on his way to a job interview after this. He got the fresh polo tonight.
Show bark when he get too hungry. Fuck it.
That nigga Craig look like Sylvester Stallone, nigga. Over the top looking ass, nigga.
This nigga diary is in barks.
This
nigga page one.
This nigga look like a wrestler with no entrance music.
Silent Bob.
Everybody
quiet, please.
Hey, nigga, you stutter when you think. That nigga close his eyes right before you tell a joke.
Didn't you used to do magic?
Make these food stamps disappear.
This nigga was the crooked magician. Nigga got locked up.
Nigga, you look like Russell Simmons with bad vision, nigga.
Hey, when Show gets sick, he go to the vet.
You gotta get these shots, nigga.
Ain't you got that video on Instagram where you out there fishing? Just jumped in the water with no shirt on and catch the fish bare hand?
You telling old ass the blowfly jokes, my nigga? That nigga sound like blowfly, nigga.
You look like you stepped out of a time machine.
No. I tell him what to find.
Yeah,
right.
We gotta move this along.
Yeah, like, who that shit look like? Keep
going. Hit the like button. Please hit the like button.
You tell me where you find you.
Uncle Todd Comedy, you know what I'm saying? Check me out. I'm out there on Instagram, Uncle Todd Comedy. Check my comedy
show
album
had,
out.
Show had sex with an octopus.
What?
Out the water.
That's the only reason you go swimming.
Yo, man, check, Bequeno.
Hey! All right, y'all. Wait, let me do my comment. Yeah. I mean, the nigga. I'm
my brother. Yeah. I want you to bomb in your ear. Yeah.
You don't have to keep saying something.
Red tails in this motherfucker. Yeah, we go all the way out. Uncle Ty comedy in this motherfucker. Check my comedy album out. I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? It's got comedy, skits, songs. It's Taco Tuesday. Check that out. I'm out there.
Yes, sir.
They said, wait, he's a comedian. Larry said, wait, he's a comedian?
Larry,
the nigga with the lace front on his face.
Devin the dude.
Y'all know where to find me, man. Regular_DLZ. I love everybody, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You can find me on YouTube. I am Doughboy TV. IamDoughboy TV. And I want to give a shout-out. Shout-out to Boo Capone, man. Boo Capone got a shout-out from Chance the Rapper on Instagram. Yeah, so shout-out to homie Boo Capone, man.
Boo Capone.
Yeah.
For sure. Boo Capone owe me $25. I ain't tripping off
of it. Doughboy looked like a counselor for heart attack victims.
The one I'll be taking showers with his shirt on.
Whatever.
No boy arms shut like choir robes.
Choir robes.
That nigga arms like choir. That nigga choir robes feel like a muscle shirt. This nigga's bacon collar came from actually spilling bacon on his collar.
That shit drunk in the motherfucker.
You see Doughboy over there?
That nigga put a Corona in a washing machine and washed his clothes like, fuck it.
I seen Doughboy.
That nigga collar got a hangover.
Yeah. I seen Doughboy over there chewing his water.
I'm done.
You seen Doughboy chewing his water.
Back, motherfucker. Now I'm done.
I see
Dougie
over there.
And then he did like it. It was delicious.
Gosh. Niggas high as hell today.
This is the edible episode.
Oh my god.
Good, nigga.
We had a couple of these, man.
Everybody said this shit?
Yeah.
Alright. I fucked around and shot off because. DeJuan gave me
the edibles are strong.
This
they work.
No, but this nigga for the last 3 weeks been saying DeJuan, where the edibles at? And now bring the shits today, goddammit.
And look, it blew his mind.
They're strong.
This nigga got an edible ribeye steak, nigga. Marijuana steak. Yeah, man, I'm sorry, y'all. Man.
Damn. God is ass.
Hey, if all your something, get it from God.
Yeah,
that's how I end my shit.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Peace out. God.
Yes, sir.
Hey, fuck with the Patreon.
Yeah.
Nigga said Tupac on a shirt.
Tupac
on a shirt.
That shit had me crying, bro.
They like that shit.
Oh, yeah, they nigga.